house fires, amen. And greetings to all of you, amen. I feel right now, I was there worshiping and praying, you can go ahead and take your seat, amen, right there where you are. Go ahead and take your seats there if you're in the house fires. But, you know, I felt kind of like the Apostle Paul. I'm not saying that I'm an apostle or anything, but, you know, when he would send greetings, amen, to the different churches all over in Ephesians. And you know, and so it just reminded me of that right now, me just telling you greetings, amen, to all the house fires out there, amen. And you know, they used to use letters back then, amen, able to greet the people. They used to use letters. And how we know now God's giving us social media, amen, and internet to be able to share the gospel all over, amen. And you know, if you really think about it, you know, people all over the world can tune in. Amen. And so this is a way that God is being able to just spread the word and using this instrument for his honor and his glory. Amen. And I know I invited my sister all the way in Mexico to tune in. And so if she's watching, sister, I just want to tell you I love you. Amen. And so I will, first of all, you know, I want to thank God. I want to thank God because he is faithful. He is truly faithful. I want to thank him for my salvation, for everything that he's doing. My wonderful husband, our beautiful church. Amen. I love my church. Amen. I love you all right there where you are. I just want to tell you that how much I really love and appreciate all of you and your prayers too, because we know that you are praying for Pastor and I. And how many know we need wisdom, we need guidance as we continue to lead the church. And so we thank you all for tuning in and to just continue to keep us in your prayers. Amen. And so like Pastor said, we came back last week from the mountaintop at Women's Convention, and we had a powerful, powerful time. And then we felt God's presence. There was an awesome a presence there of God's move. And so want to thank you, you know, want to just, you know, say that God was there, amen. And we, the women of God, were able to go and to hear from the Lord, amen. But right there we are, I want to open up in a word of prayer. So let's bow our heads and let's pray. Father God, I come before you, Lord, and I thank you, God, for this awesome opportunity, God, to be able to share, God, Lord, this word to your people, to your church, Lord. I pray, God, that you will remove me, God, completely aside, God. Holy Spirit, take full control of me. Lord, I pray that it will be you that speaks through me, God, that would be able, God, Lord, to just speak your word. Let it fall on good soil, God. Let every heart, God, be open. Every heart that hears this word, be open, Father. I give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Why don't you go ahead and open your word, your Bibles, to Acts chapter 1. Amen. And so I didn't really title my message, amen, but how many know we need the power of God, amen, for this time? And so Acts chapter 1 verse 4, I'm going to go ahead and read verse 4 through 5. Acts chapter 1 verse 4, and it reads, on one occasion while he was eating with them, it's talking about Jesus, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift from the gift my Father promised. How many know God's given us a promise? Amen. Which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the time or date the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power. Look at your neighbor, tell him, you will receive power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Amen. And then I'm going to read in chapter 2, verse 1. And it says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. How many know you're there in one place?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house. Amen. It's coming. Know God's going to fill your house right there where you are.
Yes.
It filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that spread and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Amen. And this is just, you know, where we see here is, you know, where God, where Jesus told them that for them to wait in Jerusalem. And, you know, in our ministry, throughout the years, we've seen, you know, Pastor Sunny and the elders, you know, set a theme for the year or for the season that we're in. And, you know, through much prayer, our elders and our founders, you know, have set pathways for the different seasons in our ministry.
Yes.
You know, before we've had Vision 2000, you know, where it was to launch out 2,000 churches by the year 2000. You know, later on, it was Lord, send me, relentless pursuit. We had so many themes throughout the years. And, you know, this year, starting at the end of last year, our theme was now is the time.
Yes, that's right.
Now is the time. And if you begin to look at that, you know, when you hear the word now, you know, there's an urgency behind that word. There's an urgency behind now. You know, it's like parents, right? When you've told your kids, you know, hey, can you clean your room, right? Can you clean your room? And they don't listen, right? I know my kids aren't the only ones, right? And, you know, when I say, clean your room, you say it a few times. Now, clean your room, right? You say, now. And there's an urgency there. They're like, okay, they get up and move, right? And so there's an urgent when it said, now. Now is the time. Now is the time. See, now, the definition of now is at the present time or moment. We are living in a present time. We are living in a moment where now is very critical. Where now is very critical. See, now is also used to draw attention to a particular statement or a point.
Yes.
And, you know, now is the time. Now is the time for what? Now is the time to continue to advance the kingdom of God with an urgency.
Yes.
It's a time to continue to spread the gospel like never before. It's, you know, now is the time where we must get right with God.
Yeah.
Now is the time where you should give your lives to the Lord if you're not saved this tonight. Now is the time to live right before God.
That's right.
See, in Acts 1, we see Jesus was with the apostles. Over a period of 40 days, this was after Jesus had been crucified and the disciples deserted him. After they arrested him, the disciples deserted him. Jesus was crucified. And after Jesus resurrected from the dead, he appeared to them and he was with them for a period of 40 days. Here where Jesus told them, you know, not to leave Jerusalem. And in verse 8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the world. See, it says, but you will receive power. How do you know that we were going to receive power? It is the power of the Holy Spirit that comes upon us that would enable us to continue to spread the gospel,
Amen.
To continue to do what he's given us, what he has called us to do. We're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit to continue to make an impact. Now more than ever, we need to know and operate in his power. How many know we need the power of the Holy Ghost? We need the power of God
right.
to fall upon us. See, the power from the Holy Spirit is not limited to strength beyond ordinary. The power also involves courage, boldness, confidence, insight, ability, and authority. See, the disciples would need all these gifts to fulfill their mission. The disciples were going to need all this. after Jesus, you know, went up to heaven, he knew that the disciples were going to need all this. He knew that they were going to need courage. How many know some of us right now, we're in need of courage. We're in need of boldness. We're in need of strength. Amen. We need his power to fulfill the mission God has given us as well. Amen. Just like disciples needed that power to fulfill their mission, we need that power to continue to fulfill the mission that God has given us. And what is that mission? It's to continue to reach the treasures out of darkness. Right. It's to continue to spread the gospel and to tell others of what God has done in our lives.
Right.
You must be filled. We must be filled. Amen. You may be feeling tonight like, you know, your life is on pause. With everything that's going on, you might feel like our lives are on pause. Our lives have slowed down. Okay, maybe they've slowed down. But how many know that even though that we have slowed down, that we still have a world to reach?
Yes.
We still have people out there that are hurting, that are lost, that are confused, that are hopeless. Right now that they're feeling depressed because of everything that's going on. But how many know we have hope? We have an answer. We have the power of the Holy Ghost upon us. But we have to understand that our lives are not in pause. But we have come to a place where our lives are changing. Things around us are changing. See, we always hear our founders and our elders talk about, you know, times change. Methods change, but our vision don't change. Our vision doesn't change. Our mission doesn't change. Our principles and our values, those don't change. We still want to reach the treasures out of darkness. We still want to spread the gospel. Amen? But now we're in a time where how the disciples, they're within a short period of time, their lives were changed. The disciples experienced a big change from Jesus being crucified and all of them being scattered. And now here in verse 9, you see in verse 9, Jesus was taken up before them.
Yes.
It says in verse 9, after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. See, their teacher was gone. Their teacher was taken up. But remember what he told them. You know, my Father promised the Holy Spirit, right? So they weren't left alone. But there was going to be a different way of doing ministry. They no longer were going to have their teacher telling them, go two by twos and go spread the gospel. You know, how many fish do you have? You know, come on, gather them to you, feed them. No longer were they going to have their master. No longer was Jesus going to be there to tell them what to do. But they had the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
They had the Holy Spirit. They would no longer have their teacher. But what did they have was the Holy Spirit upon them. Now, the way they would do ministry would be different, but the mission was still the same. Even us right now, we may feel like, you know, okay, how are we going to go to the streets? How are we going to do this? How are we going to, you know, you hear Pastor, you know, some of these things are on pause. But guess what? We still have a mouth.
Yes.
We still have social media, a way that we can minister and tell others about the Lord.
Yes.
You know, our ministry is still the same. Our mission is still the same. Not now. Now it was their turn to lead and to disciple.
Yes.
Once Jesus was taken up, now it was their turn. It was their turn, the disciples' turn to lead and to disciple, to perform signs and wonders. How do you know God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore? He still called us to perform signs and wonders. He still called us to go out and to heal the sick, to go out and to cast out demons. Amen? Our mission is still the same. We have to understand that we have the power through the Holy Spirit. Someone say power.
Power.
We have power through the Holy Spirit. We have power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
There is power in that name.
Yes.
Demons tremble at the name of Jesus.
Yes.
See, he will give us courage and boldness to preach the gospel.
Yes.
You may say, well, how would I preach the gospel? I'm shy. I don't know how. You know, a simple, even a simple scripture on Facebook. How many know that goes a long way? That encourages somebody. Someone that's going through something right now, even a simple scripture, you know, that can impact someone's life. Because how many know God's word does not go out void? He will give us courage and boldness to preach the gospel. Confidence to know that you are called. Insight, ability, and authority to come against the enemy. See, we have the same power that the disciples had. We have the same power. I mean, no, he's still the same. He's still the same miracle-working God. He's still the same. We have the power, and we have to understand the power that lives in us.
That's right.
We have the power just like they had to heal the sick, to cast out demons, and to perform miracles. We still have that same power, but we have to understand that that is in us. We have the power, amen. Say, I have the power.
I have the power.
Like the song, right? I have the power. It was when they met in the upper room where they received the Holy Spirit. When the disciples went to the upper room, they received the Holy Spirit. Now, they were just there in the upper room hanging out, drinking coffee, right? Just, you know, sitting there waiting. No, I believe they were in the upper room seeking the Lord's face. They were in the upper room on their knees crying out to the Lord for direction, praying. And then what did it say? It says on one occasion while they were eating, chapter 2, it says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that spread and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Amen? They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They were all there filled with the Holy Spirit, but they were praying in the upper room. They were waiting for something to happen, for a move of God to begin to take place. And then the Holy Spirit came upon them. We have to be a church that in order to operate in the power of God, we need to be a church that is a praying church.
Amen.
We need to be a church that is a praying church. Even now, right now, more than ever, we should be on our knees seeking the Lord. We should be, you know, on our knees that time. And how many know right now some of you have a lot of time at home, amen? And it's that time that you should set the atmosphere and put some worship music on and begin to pray and begin to cast this virus out of this world, amen? It's a time that we need to pray for our country, a time that we need to pray for our families and our loved ones. We cannot be a prayerless people, a prayerless church. Sister Julie said that a prayerless is worse than sin.
Yes.
It's the worst sin, I mean. It's the worst sin. And how many know we need the power of God, and that's going to take us being on our knees and seeking the Lord. We have to be a church that knows how to pray, knows how to seek the Lord.
Yes.
We have access to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Yes.
We have access. We have the ability to be able to communicate with our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And we have to take advantage of that. We have to know how to get a hold of Him. Tune in to His Word. Tune in. God, speak to us, God.
Yes.
And He will speak. Real prayer is commune with God.
Right.
How do we expect to win the world, let alone our families, without prayer? It is prayer that's going to touch your family. You know, you don't have to be in the same place with them to lay hands on them in prayer and pray for them. They can be across the world, and you can pray for them. And how many know God will begin to touch them? God will begin to do a move upon their lives. It is prayer that we need. The disciples were up in the upper room praying. The Holy Spirit came upon them. And some of us, we need prayer. We need the Holy Spirit to come upon your life. Yes. You need the power of the Holy Spirit. You need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit tonight. Amen? And yes. I believe some of you right there, even as you're watching the house-to-house fires, that God's going to come upon you, that the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. You're going to be filled and baptized by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Yes. And even some of you are going to begin to speak in tongues. If you haven't been baptized by the Holy Spirit, I believe tonight God's going to touch you right there in that house-to-house fire. Amen? The only way we can accelerate this move is going to it's going to take going to the upper room. It's going to take going to the upper room. The second thing that we need is that we can't stay in the upper room. We got to know how to come out of the upper room and begin to tell others about God. See, the disciples didn't stay in the upper room. They didn't stay in the upper room. What did Peter do? He began to speak to the crowd. He began to speak to the crowd. Jesus told them to wait for the gift my Father promised. Then you will be my witnesses. Then you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and into all the ends of the earth. See, God just doesn't want us to stay still. God doesn't just, yes, you know, right now, you know, there's so much that you could do as you're there in your homes. There's just so much that you can do. Oh, but how many know that God's given us the power of technology? Yeah. A simple text. Maybe it's been a friend you haven't reached out in a while. Maybe it's been a family member you haven't reached in a while. And just as simple, Jesus loves you, or I'm praying for you. Oh, believe me, that will start a conversation. They'll begin to text back and say, I need prayer. You know, help me. I'm going through a depression right now. Right now, the world, so you know, they're seeking for hope. And we have that answer. Right. We can give them hope in the midst of darkness. Yes. In the midst of chaos. We have hope to give them. Amen?
That's
Amen.
Right.
See, you know, they didn't just stay there. They did not just stay in the upper room. Peter came down and began to address the crowd. I believe God is going to bring a growth within our church. Even through this. God is going to bring growth within our churches, not just here in Victory, but the whole body of Christ. God is going to begin to bring growth when we all gathered again and able to come to the building and gather together. Oh, I believe our churches are going to be packed out. I believe our churches are going to be packed out. People are going to begin to come in and say, you know what? I've been tuning in to, you know, to online, and I've been watching, and God spoke to me through those online services. I felt the power of God come upon me through those online services, and they're going to begin to come. I believe their revival is going to take place within our churches. But we can't stop ministering. We can't stop preaching the gospel. How do you know some of you still have to go grocery shopping, right? Some of you still have to go get little things and just a simple flyer. Here you go. Tune in. Victory Outreach GP. We invite you to tune in. Encourage them. Love them. Pray for them. Amen. This is not a time to just lay back. Amen. This is not a time to just lay back and take it easy. It can be really tempting, amen, to just lay back and to get comfortable. And, you know, oh, I don't have to go to work. Or, you know, some of you have your kids at home, or, you know, even some are working from home and you take a lot of little breaks. Well, it's during those breaks that we should seek God. It's during those times that we should take the moment to encourage somebody that you know that's going through it, or someone that you just want to reach out to. We can't, this is not a time to get comfortable.
Amen.
Amen. This is not a time to get lazy, but this is a time to know how to grab a hold of God, to get this word and you know, digest it and eat it up. Amen. This is our word. We're in a time of prayer and fasting right now, too. And I encourage you to take that time to even pray and separate yourself. Yes. Amen. But remember, our mission and our vision is still the same.
Yes.
Our vision and our mission is still the same. Just because we're confined to, you know, there at your homes, you know, we still have a vision. We still have a mission to continue to reach out to the treasures out of darkness.
Yes, yes.
This is not a time to live in fear.
Come on.
right.
Oh, the enemy will love to grip us in fear and to paralyze us and say, I'm just going to stay here. I'm not going to do anything. And also, not just to catch us in fear, but also to distract us. It's so easily just to be home and oh, I can do this now. I can clean my closet now. I can do spring cleaning now. Things that I couldn't do before, I can do. When it's that time where God is saying, come to me. I want to hear from you. I want to communicate from you. I want you to come and to worship me. It is those times that we got to take that time and seek the Lord.
Yes.
We can't live in fear. The enemy will love to grip us in fear.
That's right.
Yes, we need to use wisdom too, amen. We can't just go all around right now and, you know, everywhere, but we got to use wisdom and use the tools and the instruments that God has given us to reach the world, to still spread some love, to continue to encourage somebody, even your neighbors, amen, even your neighbors, to be able to be there and say, you know what, Jesus loves you, I've been praying for you, or invite them, you know, put a sticker on their door with our website to tune in, and hey, I encourage you, tune in, if you need prayer, I'm here to pray for you.
Yes.
There's so many things that we can still do to continue to expand the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. We have the power. You have the power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. We have to know how to operate in His power. And it's now that we have to use it and utilize it, because God's given that to us.
Yes.
God has given that to us. And as you all stand right there, we are, I believe God is going to move right now. And oh, just begin to lift up your hands right there where you are. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't need to live in fear. We don't need to, you know, get distracted with even social media and everything that's going on. Sometimes we just got to put this away. We got to put this away and learn how to grab a hold of God. Know how to get on our knees and say, God, here I am, God. Oh, God, we just need of you. Right there where I just lift up your hands and just begin to thank Him. Oh, we just worship you, God. Lord, we exalt your holy name, Father. Oh, you are worthy, you are worthy. Come on, lift up your praises to the Lord. Just take the time to worship Him right now. Oh, we worship you, we exalt your holy name. Oh, we worship you, Father. You are worthy of all praise. You're amazing. You are great and mighty, God. Oh, God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You're the same miracle working, God. You're a healer, oh God. You're a provider, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
house and you say, you know what, I don't know the Lord. I want to know God as my personal Lord and Savior. I want to experience this power that you're talking about. And I want you to lift up your hands right there where you are. Lift up your hands and cry out to the Lord and say this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I repent and I desire you. I make you my Lord and my Savior. Come into my life and change me. I will serve you for the rest of my life. Oh, Father God, right now I pray for every person that said that prayer. I pray, God, Lord, that you would move, God, upon their life. Let them experience you in a new way, God. Lord, become real to them like never before, God. I pray, God, that you, God, Lord, would teach them, God, how to seek your face, God. That you would teach them how to grab the word, God, Lord, and study, God. Oh, God, Lord, I pray, God, that they would get connected, God. That you would move, God, upon their lives. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. And then maybe this is your first time watching online. You've never came to one of our services. I want you to stay connected with us. You can go to our website, and if you need prayer, we want you to, I encourage you to go on there. Our Facebook page, you would reach us there. We'll pray for you. We have a number that you can reach and someone will call. You can call and they'll personally pray for you. Oh, we thank you so much for watching and we just continue to pray for you. Thank you so much. We love you. Oh, hallelujah. Give God a hand of praise.
Praise the Lord. Come on, how many know that was a powerful word right there? Amen. The power of God. The power of God is still living and active today. How many know Jesus lives? Amen. And the same resurrection power that was inside of Jesus now lives in us. Praise the Lord. And so that was such a powerful message. Thank you, honey. We hope that you were blessed right there where you were at. Amen. And we want to encourage you, amen, to continue to share this video, amen, and take that message to heart, amen. We have the power of God residing inside of us, amen, and the work doesn't stop, amen. The work doesn't stop. The gospel doesn't stop. God is still moving. God is still moving, amen, and he's still doing miracles, amen, and he uses us, the body of Christ. He uses the church. He uses you and I to do those miracles. We are his hands and we are his feet. So I want to encourage you, amen, to take that word and run with it, amen. Let's continue to minister to people. Let's continue to pray for people. And let's continue to see God do the miraculous, amen, especially in a time like this. I love the saying that goes like this. Somebody once said that light shines brighter in darkness. Praise the Lord. And during these dark times is a time where the light is going to shine even brighter. So let your light shine, amen. Praise the Lord. And so we hope that you are blessed as you tuned in tonight. Amen. Don't forget that Sunday morning, we're going to be back here at 11 a.m. in the morning for our Sunday morning celebration service. And we're excited for these online services. Amen. We know that it's a little different. Praise the Lord. But at the same time, we know that God is doing something. God is up to something. Amen. God is up to something. And so, you know, we want to invite you to tune back in Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Praise the Lord. And then don't forget, next Friday, we're going to be having our Family Friday.